At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, a message in a bottle was discovered in the ocean, and Katie has the details for this crazy story.
Yeah, so it was found on Sabre Island National Park Reserve, which I believe is in Canada somewhere. And the message washed up, and it was four decades old.
Wow.
Dated back to January 14th, 1983.
Okay. That was a prime message in a bottle year.
You think?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because of this song.
Oh, I see. Okay. there was faded writing. The note vaguely referenced the crew of a vessel called the Wimpy Sea Hunter.
Oh.
Wimpy Sea Hunter. They're playing concerts in the park, I think. Do we know if it was in English?
It was in English.
Okay. Oh. That's convenient.
It also included a Canadian $2 bill.
Okay.
And still vaguely smelled of gin.
Oh.
Okay. So it was a gin bottle.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
It all seems kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you found that, you'd be like, holy S.
Totally.
This is, like, looking around, like...
I gotta call the news!
Right. Am I being scammed?
Get Lisa Gonzalez now!
Right. Okay. Galston, get on it! I think this is a bunch of hooey.
Why?
Guess who came upon it?
I don't know who.
An archaeology technician.
Why would that be hooey?
Isn't that sort of like in their wheelhouse? That's like, I don't know. It feels like, A, it's something that you could just manufacture, right? I went to Sutter's Fort, and I know how to take a brown paper bag and burn the edges and stain it with coffee and make it look old.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I see what you're saying.
Okay. So it'd be like if you are a, like for fun, you like to go gold panning. That's your pastime. And then all of a sudden you show up with the biggest chunk of gold. And it's like, you absolutely bought that at a pawn shop, Ron.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's a little coincidental that the person who found this historic artifact or item is somebody who peddles in historic artifacts or items.
And... didn't, like, it's not like a paleontologist where their job is literally to dig stuff up and specifically look for dinosaur bones.
Right.
Okay. This isn't a situation where they were just from sea to shining sea combing all of the beaches to see if we could find a lost letter in a bottle.
Yeah.
Message in a bottle.
This bottle found him.
Right.
Now, if this bottle was discovered, on the coast of a Canadian island, and it was from a Canadian vessel 40-some years ago. That's also a little suspicious, because, like, did the bottle not go anywhere?
Well, it doesn't say years? It doesn't say that the vessel was Canadian.
Oh.
It just says the name of the vessel.
Okay, but
the Wimpy Sea Hunter.
Well, but I think we can assume that the person who wrote the bottle was probably one of the crew members.
Because they put Canadian money in it
as well. So what, the bottle just like go out?
Bop around?
Yeah, did it not go very far for 40 years? Those are some slow tides.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Also suspicious.
Okay, also suspicious.
Okay, I'm starting to go with you on this one. It does start to reek of a little suspect behavior in this whole thing.
Like, you're just trying to get, I don't know, into some sort of digest for archaeologists.
But couldn't we also say, though, that, like, if he didn't find it, like, maybe it has been, the authenticity has been reviewed, and he would be the, he would be the person to review the authenticity. Yeah, sure, it's legit, trust
me. Yeah.
I'm an archaeologist.
Okay, would I lie? Look at me.
The only person I think I would believe less would be, like, if an influencer found it.
Mm. Well, sure.
That's probably if you told me that this archaeologist also had a successful TikTok, I'd be like, this is nonsense.
Hooey.
Right.
Yeah. Kevin, would you do this?
I wouldn't. Because you would know.
Why would we know?
If it was Kevin doing it?
Oh, well, yeah, it was Kevin. That's what you mean?
You guys don't believe that I go to the river by myself. Yeah. I don't run. So what makes you guys think, I found a bottle at the river and it says, oh my God, listen to the wake-up call.
We wouldn't even we barely believe Kevin when he finds a real labubu.
Right. That is exactly this. It would be like if Kevin was at the river, found a message in a bottle from 1984, and it said, listen to the wake-up call.
Totally true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.